Working together to work on getting a farm bill completed and completed before another extension is granted. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. As you can imagine, as we've been traveling around the Midwest, the farm bill has been a big topic. John Hansen is president of the Nebraska Farmers Union. At their annual convention, it was also a big topic, the importance of getting this farm bill completed.
Well, the budget reconciliation process dealt with four titles out of the 12 titles of the farm bill. And, you know, the problem with kicking the farm bill down the road another year is that the last time we actually passed the farm bill was December of 2018. And unfortunately, even at that time, we were using 2014 data.
And with that in mind, the farm bill needs to be updated, especially when you start talking about prices from 2014 to 2017.
So the data that we have now is at least 11 years old. It's outdated. It's not up to speed. It needs to be updated, but it also needs to be fixed and made better. So the income safety net provisions of the farm bill that we really need right now have not been updated. And so that is an area of not only our focus, but our frustration.
Yes, frustration is probably one of those big things. And I know with this legislation, there's a lot of talk that we should be adding other languages. For an example, I know with our friends in Iowa and Minnesota, for an example, our pork producers. Is that something talked a lot about as well, John, when it comes to like the Prop 12 issues?
Well, there's a whole host of issues.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Wenberg.